Shalom to all. Today we're going to Masachas Idios, Parak Zayin, Mishnah Ches, Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel. Shishi B'zachar to find Rezivu Kahalgon Bikar of Mamish. And the Mishnah tells us, Hey Menachem Ben Signai. Menachem Ben Signai gave us about the following: Al Moisfat Yerushal Shalke Zaysim Shutame. Regarding the addition of the pot of those who cook olives, that it's Tame. They had this big pot. They used to cook up olives in it in order to be able to draw out olive oil, and in order to be able to put even more olives in, they would make this little addition either out of clay or earthenware or something like that. It was like an extra lip or a rim added to the top. And his edus was that it could be Makabel Toma, because since it serves a real purpose, enabling one to put more olives in the pot, therefore it's considered a part of the pot and could be Makabel Toma. However, Shel Tzabayim, Shu Tahor. The very same thing of a dyer's pot. This is a dyer who would dye clothing and cloth and things like that, and he also had this lip or rim added to it. That actually is not able to be Makabel Toma. That's because it only serves the purpose of preventing the dye from spilling out, but he's not going to add more dye into the pot because of it, and therefore it's not really considered a kli. And the chiddush of this is, Shayu Aymim Chilfadvarim, they used to say the exact opposite of what we just said, and that's why his edus is very important. We've gone to Mishnah Tes. Hey, Rav Nachman ben Gudgadol. Rav Nachman ben Gudgadol gave edus about four things. Number one, al chereshes shesi avia, regarding a deaf mute girl whose father married her off, she yotze beget, that she could be divorced with a get. We know that a cheresh or chereshes, someone who's deaf mute, is not considered to be a bar das. They don't have their full faculties, and therefore they're not able to get married midai raisa. It's just midrabanan. The chiddush over here is that let's say we have a girl who's under 12 years old, and she's a chereshes, she's a deaf mute, and her father marries her off. He accepts kiddushin for her, which he's allowed to. That's actually kiddushin de'oraisa. She's married 100%. And now she grows older and her husband decides to divorce her. He is able to. And that's because a woman does not need to be a bar das in order to receive a get. That's due to the fact that a woman's able to be divorced against her will. And therefore, once again, the chiddush is, even though her kiddushin was de'oraisa and she's not considered a bar das, nonetheless, she still could be divorced with a get. Number two, v'haktana bas Yisrael shenisa l'kayin. We have a ketana bas Yisrael who's married off to a kayin. We mentioned this concept previously that if a girl who's a ketana does not have a father, her mother or brother are able to marry her off. That's only a kiddushin de rabbanon. And over here, the Mishnah is discussing where they married her off to a kohen. She's allowed to eat truma. This is truma de rabbanon. She's only allowed to eat truma de rabbanon, not truma de raisa. But it's still not a problem. We're not geyser. Then maybe she's going to end up eating truma de raisa. And also, the mesa, if she died, bala yarsha, her husband inherits her. It's considered a marriage to that extent that her husband does yarshin her. It's number three. Valamarish hagazel shabanoi bebira. If a guy had stolen a beam and then he built it into his house, bira literally means a palace or a castle, some large house, but he built the beam into it, she then is dumb of that he could just pay for it. We know the pasuk tells us, v'heshves hagzela asher gazal. If a person steals something, he has to return that thing that he stole. He can't just pay for it. So if a guy steals a bike and he has the bike in his backyard, he can't just pay for the bike. He has to give the bike back. And over here, the beam is still intact. So technically, according to the strict letter of the law, he should have to dismantle his house in order to give that beam back. And the reason why we're saying over here that he does not, he could just pay for it, is because of what we call takanos hashavim. We want a person to be able to do tshuva. And if you make it really hard for him, telling him he has to dismantle his entire house just to return one beam, so he might be inclined to say, you know, forget it, I'm not doing tshuva. Therefore, we say, you know, in this case, you could just pay for it. And lastly, val chatas hagzula shaloi noy del rabim, a carbon chatas which was stolen that people don't know about. A guy stole an animal, and then he's like, hey, I have to bring carbon chatas or some aver that I did. Let me just designate this animal that I stole as the carbon. And the chiddush is that people don't know about it. They don't know that this is a stolen animal. Shimi chaperes. It does bring about a kapar for the person. And the reason for this is mebnei tikkun hamizbeach, because of tikkun hamizbeach. We're afraid that if we require the guy to bring another carbon due to the fact that his wasn't valid because it was stolen, that the kahanim are going to be upset. They just brought chulin bazara. It turns out that the previous carbon wasn't really a carbon, it was just regular chulin, and that's a big no-no. You can't bring chulin bazara, and that's going to prevent them from bringing all karbanas because they're going to have this chashash that maybe it's stolen, maybe it's not the person's, maybe it's not valid, and it's chulin. And therefore, in order to prevent this fear to the kahanim, and that's called tikkun mizbeach, say the b'diavad, this is a valid carbon. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.